Abraham, you called to me.
Welcome to the final episode on the teaching series entitled Abraham's Act of Worship. This podcast was produced for Charmaine Raymond, a voluntary missionary at Jews for Jesus in South Africa.
Shalom, listeners, and welcome to our final part of Abraham's Act of Worship. Well, in our act of worship, part of what we have to do is prepare. In verse 6, then Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and put it on Isaac his son. In his hand he took the fire and the knife. So the two of them walked on together. Here we see Abraham made the necessary preparation by making sure that he had the provisions that was necessary for worship. How do we prepare ourselves when we come to worship, both individually and corporately? Part of our preparation is our personal lifestyle. What do we reflect in our personal daily walk? When we come into our corporate places of worship, have we come prepared to worship God? Or do we just rush in and expect someone, usually the worship team, to get us into the mood? How do you prepare yourself for worship? How does your daily lifestyle reflect an attitude of worship? And then, of course, part of our worship is sacrifice. In verses 2, 7, 9, and 14, we will see the reference to sacrifice. Fortunately, we are not required to sacrifice our children or animals, as Yeshua, through his death, has become our once and for all sacrifice. However, we are called to sacrifice our lives. Romans 12, verse 1. I urge you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service. To bring a sacrifice of praise. Hebrews 13, verse 15. Through Yeshua, then, let us continually offer up to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips giving thanks to his name. In what way are we to sacrifice our lives to God? What does it mean to bring a sacrifice of praise? And finally, our worship lifestyle should result in testimony. Verses 15. The angel of Adonai called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I swear, it is a declaration of Adonai, because you have done this thing, and you did not withhold your son, your only son. I will richly bless you and bountifully multiply your seed, like the stars of heaven and like the sand that is on the seashore. And your seed will possess the gates of his enemies. In your seed all the nations of the earth will be blessed, because you obeyed my voice." Then Abraham returned to his young men, and they got up and went together to Beersheba. Then Abraham dwelt in Beersheba. As we worship and walk in obedience, we will notice that it will also result in others being blessed, and in us having a testimony to share, as we can be seen in the above-mentioned verses. Just imagine what Abraham had to share when he returned to the young men with Isaac, as he said he would in verse 5. We are part of the body of Yeshua, and our lifestyles and behavior will affect the body either positively or negatively, whether we like it or not. Our individual worship lifestyles will affect our relationship with God, and we will have nothing to offer during corporate worship. Our corporate worship meetings will only reflect that which is in our daily walk. The extent of our worship will reflect our knowledge of God, which can only be revealed by the Holy Spirit as we walk with him on a daily basis. Describe what sort of testimony you leave in terms of a worship lifestyle. When God has brought you through a trial, do you give him the acknowledgement and the glory? Do you use your trials and what God has done through them as a testimony to encourage others? This now brings us to the end of this series, and I look forward to sharing a brand new series entitled Behold Our God. Shalom and blessings.
Thank you for listening. For more on this podcast, subscribe to the Life of Worship page on www.baobulb.org.